Hey everyone, welcome back to the C3 SYD podcast. Today we're joined by our lead pastor, Alex Lee, as we talk about our church's vision for this year, Reclaim. So let's get to it. So welcome back, Pastor Al.
It's so good to see you, Beck.
It's so good to see you, everyone.
And,
it's great. It's been an exciting weekend this weekend at church. We just launched our vision for the year.
We love it.
I love Vision Launch. It's so fun.
It's the best.
Yeah, so it's Reclaim.
Yeah.
A big word, yeah. A big bold statement.
Yes.
Can you give us a bit of an overview of what it means?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So Jessen seems to every year.
Your wife.
My wife, by the way, yes.
Yep.
she feels like she gets a word from God, like a sense in the Holy Spirit that that, you know, we would say is like a prophetic thing.
Yeah.
That she gets a picture. She sees in pictures. I actually fear her dreams and visions because they always happen. Anyway, so she every year gets a sense of what God's doing each year. And then we kind of unpack that.
Yeah.
And the word she sensed was reclaim, which is actually a picture she had at summer camp. Shout out.
Oh, love summer camp.
And last year she just saw this picture and she got the word, but she saw all these young people kind of lined up taking ground.
Yeah, cool.
Like lined up like an army. Trent Membre was praying for them all.
Yeah.
And then she kind of saw this picture. And in you know, like in world wars, there was there's no man's land between the two trenches.
So yeah,
between
the
enemy camp and whoever. There's in between the two trenches, there's a place called no man's land and it's unclaimed land.
Yeah.
It's chaos there. There's shrapnel everywhere. It's, you know, it's unclaimed.
It's rough. Yeah.
But the picture was she kind of saw people in our church getting out of the trench and stepping into no man's land and taking that territory.
Yeah. Beautiful.
And so the things in us, it's like the reclaim of things that have been lost, the reclaim of things that have been stolen. Those two things are different.
Yeah.
The reclaim of things that have uncultivated in our lives.
Yeah, right.
And then the reclaim of things that have been dormant.
Mm.
They're all kind of different things.
Yeah.
The definition of the word reclaim is to retrieve or recover, obtain the return of, or bring under, so like wasteland, the image is like wasteland or like no man's land.
Yeah.
Bring under cultivation.
Right.
So something that's not been cultivated, bringing it under cultivation.
And also kind of authority as well.
Totally.
Right? Because if no one owns it, then it's like, okay, who's in charge of doing anything? Yeah.
Yeah, taking back ownership. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's a real burden we feel for every individual in our church and beyond that for the people of Sydney.
Yeah.
And so lost things, you know, like for us, we're looking at Joel 2. So, you know, we've launched and over the next couple of weeks going to be unpacking this scripture in Joel 2.
Yeah.
But where there are things that are lost, so it's something that you formerly had ownership of.
Yeah.
But it's been lost. And that can include people, you know, like the design of God in every soul is that we are actually made in the image of God.
Yeah.
And so we talk about this word reconciliation. And the heart of God is that all people would be reconciled to God.
Yeah, absolutely.
And reconciliation doesn't happen by being good. Connecting back to God, our creator, doesn't happen by, you know, getting everything right in your life. It happens only through Jesus.
Yeah.
And through Jesus, we are reconciled back to God.
Yeah.
And that's the heart and call for people that are lost.
Yeah.
Maybe people that have walked with the Lord once upon a time, but for whatever reason, and I'm sure lots of good reasons, find themselves not walking with God.
Yeah.
Seeing them return.
Yeah.
And reclaimed.
Mm.
And then, you know, for our city, just seeing things that really like belong to God, like even things like music and worship and creativity, like all these things actually weren't invented by people. It actually came from God.
Yeah.
And so to see all these expressions of God's giftings in our lives and they're all God-given things, seeing those things reclaimed. That's something we're pretty passionate about, particularly this year. We feel like a real sense of reclaiming worship, music in our church, but also, you know, helping that happen across the board.
Yeah, as a personal big lover of music, I'm very excited for that one.
You're going to be a great part of that. So, so that's, I guess, lost things.
Yeah, how would you, because, I mean, as you said, it can happen for a very big number of reasons that things might be lost or stolen. How do you think that happens? Like, is it because we let it? Is it because, I don't know, you just...
Great question.
Yeah, answer it.
How long do you have?
10 minutes.
So I think it's obviously, like, it's called life. lots of things in life are unexpected and we can't plan for.
Yeah.
God's not the author of everything like that. But God will use things and allow things, and life happens. Life is full of beauty and it's full of just unexplainable tragedies and things that are just mysterious. We just cannot understand and really hard. But the beauty of God is that he is actually in both. God's in the beauty and he's actually in the suffering.
Yeah.
And when we look at Jesus, we don't actually look at a God that stayed distant from suffering.
Yeah.
He suffered like no one.
Yeah.
So we actually have a God that's very close to both the beauty of life and the suffering of life.
Yeah.
So I guess what can happen is we can start to distance ourselves from God when actually, if you're suffering, the heart of God is actually that he would be an ever-present help in times of need. Yeah. And so it's a bit of a lie. That
just a bit.
Just a little one.
Just a little lie.
It's a good point. It's a massive lie.
Yeah.
That when you're suffering or if bad things have happened, that's because of God or because you're bad or, you know. Okay, so there's those things. And the key is don't run away from God, run to him.
Yeah.
Because he knows what it is to suffer. And he suffered really well. So not only does he know what it's like to suffer, he can also help you through it.
Yeah.
The annoying thing about God is he doesn't take you around stuff.
Oh, no. He doesn't.
He takes you through.
Yeah.
Jesus, even Jesus, the Son of God, couldn't get around the cross.
Yeah.
He had to go through death. And that's how God works. But he uses it. Romans 8:28 causes all these things to work together for good. Even though it looks like, how on earth could this work together for good? God somehow.
Yeah.
Has a way of working it together for good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but then there are things that we do that are, you know, could be better decision making.
Yeah, totally. There is some ownership from us.
100%.
Yeah.
There's, you know, sometimes we're blaming God or the devil or some, you know.
Spiritual attack on my life. I don't know.
Some other force, you know.
Yeah.
No, you're just late to work all the time. You know what I mean? Like, you're just staying up too late.
Yeah.
And you need to go to bed earlier. You're just not drinking enough water. You know, like something.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like there's some really practical things.
Yeah.
Maybe we're not choosing wise friendships. And so we end up down a path that takes us somewhere we weren't planning on going.
Yeah.
But because of the people we actually associated our life with, we find ourselves in a place where we weren't seeing that as the vision for life. So we do need, like we just said, we do need to take some ownership there.
Yeah.
But even then, God redeems.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Absolutely.
He's a redeemer.
Yeah, I've seen people just, and you as well.
Yeah.
Like their lives just totally, completely transformed forever.
100.
And like they'd never go back. Because why would they?
Because it's just God's God's capacity to restore and reclaim is unmatched. It is incredible. And he can redeem and restore things that have happened that have been outside of our control. And he can redeem and restore in the way God does things that were our own dumb decisions.
Yeah.
Even then.
Yeah.
Even then he's that good.
Yeah. That's beautiful. I love it. What are some ways, whether people are in our church or not, if they're just stumbling across us, that they could take hold of this for themselves, partner with us as a church as we walk this out this year?
Yeah, I think the key word is partnership.
Mm.
I think that's definitely the word. Because anything God does in our life, he does it through partnership.
Mm.
So
yeah,
it's not kind of like, God, just overtake me and, you know, like, I'm just going to sit here and you just do it.
Yeah.
It actually doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
Because God has given us free will.
Yeah.
And actually his intent towards us is relationship.
Mm.
He's not looking for robots. Mm. He's looking for hearts.
Yeah.
So if you were going to partner in this word for the year of reclaim, I'd say the first thing it looks like is partnering with God.
Yeah.
And then partnering with the people of God.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing is you just got to come to God and bring the area.
Yeah.
Come boldly to the throne of grace.
Yeah.
Don't hide it.
Mm.
Just what is it?
Yeah.
And name it.
Mm.
And, you know, just on Vision Weekend, a brother in our church, beautiful family, has shared, you know, things he's believing God to reclaim in his life, some really personal things.
Yeah.
Some, you know, we're all like in tears just.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And
just the power of that is naming it.
Yeah.
And then once you name it, you've got to then partner with God. So there'll be some practical things that now we need to actually bring this under God's authority.
Yeah.
And so you can't do that like willy-nilly.
Yeah.
How good's willy-nilly? Does it still exist? Like, people still say that?
I mean.
I do.
Enough that, I totally know what it means. I feel like you say it
do
a lot.
Do you still say that? Yeah. Willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly, yeah.
And so it actually is intentionally going, okay, Lord, what are the steps I need to take?
Yeah.
How do I submit this to you?
Yeah.
And surrender this? And now what's my part to play?
Mm.
So, you know, we've been believing for getting some property in Sydney for years.
Mm-hmm.
I think we looked at like 150 plus properties, like units, homes, whatever, everything.
Insane.
Over 3 years.
Yeah. So tiring.
It was very taxing.
Yeah.
With a child. You know, like just every Saturday, multiple openings and just
and seeing all the competition while you're there.
Oh, my gosh. It's just wild. Yeah. So that journey, like we had to do that to get to what honestly is just a miracle.
Yeah.
Like God's done what we couldn't do.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just like God pulled it out of the air, you know what I mean? Like there was partnership.
Yeah.
So anything you're going to bring to God, you got to name it, get specific about it, and then you got to partner with God. What does this look like? What am I going to do to see God move? And, you know, it's going to look like being planted in a local church because God's way that we partner with him is not just me and Jesus.
Mm.
It's actually us and Jesus.
Yeah.
So that's really important.
Mm.
You then need people that are going to encourage you in the things that God is going to reclaim in your life this year.
Yeah.
And you can't be doing it in isolation because that's not God's way.
Yeah.
God's way is for you to do it with others, with the body of Christ.
Mm.
And so that's why you got to be planted in like a church.
Yeah.
You got to be around. It's called fellowship.
Yeah.
Fellow believers who are going to point you, keep pointing you to God.
Yeah.
Pray for you, walk with you. Sometimes say, hey, what are you doing? What's going on here?
Yeah.
And have your back as you follow Jesus. So
I agree.
I think you've got to get specific.
Yeah.
You got to partner with God.
Mm.
You got to partner with the people of God.
Yeah. And in terms of partnering with God, I mean, I have a friend who, I don't know if she still says it, but I still associate it with her of just saying that in terms of taking steps and actually taking action towards different things.
Yep.
She always says, like, it's a green light until it's a red light. So I'll say yes to things. I'll check in with God with each of those decisions. And then if it's a no, it's a no.
It's really good.
Yeah. But that's the way she does it. Like, because I think some people can then just be like, oh, I don't know if this is what God wants. I don't know. And there are so many times where he's just like, you just make the decision. I'm with you. But you need to make this one. I can't tell you what to do because it's then a step of faith in whichever one it is. But, yeah, she just is like, yep, it's a green light until it's a red light. And she's said yes to so many incredible opportunities. She's currently our youth pastor. And so those sorts of things. She just goes, yep. Yeah. I'll say yes and I'll step in and I'll trust that God's got it.
Key word there is trust.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of walk with God,
mm.
where it's a green light till it's a red light, mm. is actually a picture of trust.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why that's powerful.
Mm.
And because you're taking steps is actually, God, I trust you to guide me.
Yeah.
And, you know, worse than the wrong decision is indecision.
Mm. Indecision sucks.
It's the worst. And God doesn't work with it.
Yeah.
Like he'll just, you just stay stuck.
Yeah.
So even if you took a step and it was the wrong decision.
Yeah.
You can trust God enough.
Yeah.
That he can guide you
and
he can even reclaim, he can work a wrong decision into the right decision.
Totally.
If you're doing it in a posture of I'm trusting you, Lord.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm surrendered to you.
Yeah.
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 Love that.
Mm. I had a friend of mine who was trying to make a big life decision the end of last year, and she was just like, I keep praying about it and I just don't know what God wants me to do. I just don't know. And I was like, it's totally your call. I know you want us to tell us what to do, us to tell you what to do.
Mm.
But I think that God literally just wants you to make the decision and you just need to. And I was like, but within that, whichever plan it is, like pray into what you want that to look like, because then whatever you decide, you'll then keep making those steps. It's not just, okay, I made that decision, now I'm done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and
exactly.
Just keep going about life. I was like, no, you need to like pray into it as well and like take ownership, partnership with God.
Because
like,
God's looking for trust. He's not looking for these perfect decisions. He's not got you on this tightrope called his will.
Yeah.
What he's
free
looking,
will, as we said.
He's looking for you. He's looking for your heart.
Yeah.
And that's about trust. Proverbs 3:5-7. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding.
Yeah.
Acknowledge him in all your ways and he
will
direct your path.
Mm.
That's a beautiful picture of exactly that.
Just
trusting God and taking steps.
Beautiful. Our vision, reclaim for this year. Yeah. What is it in your life that you feel like you need to reclaim? If you feel like something's been stolen from you, it may have even been your faith. You may have walked with God before, you're not currently because of whatever. We encourage you, come check us out. Head to c3syd.church to find a location near you. We have 4 across Sydney. We'll be continuing to talk about our vision as we walk it out together, but come be a part of it. We'd love to see you there. Thanks, Pastor Al.
Thank you, Ben.
We'll see you the next time you're on.
See you soon. Love you guys.